请弟兄姊妹们来看起初的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's review passages in the Bible.
头一处在出埃及记第三章。
First is in Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章十节到十二节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 10 to 12.
这是神对摩西所说的话。
These are the words spoken by God to Moses.
故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。
Now,
第十节。
Come now, therefore I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
摩西对神说，我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？
But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?
神说，我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。
So he said, I will certainly be with you and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain.
第八章第一节。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
耶和华吩咐摩西说，你进去见法老，对他说，耶和华这样说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
And the Lord spoke to Moses, Go to Pharaoh and say to him, Thus says the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me.
容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
Let my people go, that they may serve me.
出埃及记呢，大概这句话出现了六次之多。
In Exodus, the same verse has appeared about six times.
翻到十九章。
Now let's turn to 19.
我们从第三节读到第六节。
We will read from verse 3 to 6.
摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说，你要这样告诉雅各家，小谕以色列说。第三节。
And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel.
我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
You have seen that what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore,If you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all the people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom priest and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
第六节他说，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民，这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Verse 6.And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
我想看一节，以赛亚书第六十一章。
Isaiah 61.
第六节。
Verse 6.
以赛亚书第六十一章第六节。
Isaiah 61, verse 6.
你们祷要称为耶和华的祭司，人必称你们为我们神的仆役。
But you shall be named the priests of the Lord, and they shall call you the servants of our God.
这里讲到以色列百姓他们在神面前侍奉神的两种身份，一种是祭司，一种是仆役。
Here the verse speaks of the two status that Israelites serve before their God. One is theThe position as a priest, the others as a servant.
我们翻到新约路加福音第二章。
Let's now turn to New Testament, the Gospel according to Luke.
第一章
Chapter 1,
七十四节
Verse 74.
叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来， 第十七十五节，就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。
Verse 74 and 75, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life.
更多前书第六章。
First Corinthians chapter 6.
第十九节。
619.
二十节。
And 20.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
First Corinthians 6:19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own, for you were bought at a price.Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God.
翻到彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
第五节。
2:5.
你们来到主面前，也就像活死，便建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
1 Peter 2:5, you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
第九节。
Verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明之人的美德。
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
我们最后翻到启示录最后一章二十二章。
Lastly, we shall turn to Revelation, the very last chapter, 22.
第三节最后一句话。
Verse 3, and the last part of the verse.
他的仆人都要侍奉他。
And his servants shall serve him.
他的仆人都要侍奉他。
His servants shall serve him.
想到在永世里面，我们仍然在那里要侍奉神。
This points us to the eternity in which we will continue to serve him.
请我们低头一阵祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们早晨仍然带一个仰望你的心来到你的面前。
Lord, this morning, again, with the heart hoping in you, we come before you.
我们仍然等候在你面前，求你向你的教会说话，向你的儿女施恩典。
We will wait before you. We ask that you will speak to your children and show your grace to your church.
让我们存着等候的心来寻求你的话语。
As we wait with this waiting heart, we seek after your word.
好，叫你真是在圣灵里面仍然继续向我们说话。
Continue to speak to us in your Holy Spirit.
把你心意说在我们心中。
Speak your mind into our heart.
让我们知道我们在你面前所蒙受的恩典是有何等的大。
So that we can know how greatness that is of all the grace we have received from you.
好，叫我们能够按着你的心意来服侍，来跟随你。
So that we could serve and follow you according to your will.
一生能够讨你的欢喜。
All our life will be pleasing to you.
好，叫我们一切生活工作在你面前能够蒙受你的悦纳。
So that all our living, all our work will be acceptable to you.
在早晨在这点时间里面，你得复辟我们。
Oh Lord, in this morning, this short period of time, do cover all of us.
我们仍然需要你宝血的涂抹。
We need the anointing of your precious blood.
因为没有一个人凭着自己能够来到你面前来侍奉你，来亲近你。
Because none of us can draw near to serve you.By our own efforts.
一切都是主耶稣基督所做成的救赎工作，让我们今天能够坦然无惧来到世人座前。
It is through your accomplished redemptive work that today we can come before you so boldly.
因此，我们真的在信心里面，我们能够来到这里来仰望你自己。
Therefore, in faith, we can come here to look in you.
我们求主在这样替我们祷告。
Lord, we ask you to hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
I'm praying in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. 我们知道当一个人蒙恩信主以后呢，
We know that when a man has been saved, has believed in the Lord,
我们得到一个新的生命，
We have received this new life,
我们就开始过一个新的生活，
And we start living a new life,
我们就开始过一个基督属灵的生活，
We start living a Christian spiritual life.
而在基督属灵生活里面，其中一个最重要的就是一个侍奉神的一种生活。
And among all aspects of a Christian's living, the most important one is the life of serving our Lord.
我们可以这样说，在人类所有事物当中，没有一件事情比侍奉神是更神圣、更庄严的。
We could put it in this way: none of the world's things, could be more honorable and more majestic than serving our God.
也没有一件事情比侍奉神更荣耀的。
And none of the things could be even more glorious than serving our God.
所以我们看见在历史历代，在教会当中有许多爱主的弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, we see throughout the generations among the churches, there are so many people who love the Lord so dearly.
他们愿意放弃他们在地上的好的前途。
Willing to forsake all the wonderful futures in this world.
他们愿意舍弃过地上的安逸的生活。
Willing to forego this easy life in this world.
而选择侍奉神这条路。
Rather, they choose to serve the way of serving God.
因为他们在看见，他们认识神的心意。
Because they come to know to see God's will.
他们也知道侍奉的一个宝贵和他永远的价值。
They also know the preciousness and the eternal value of the serving God.
但是我们也知道侍奉神也是一件非常严肃的事情。
But we also know serving God is at the same time a very serious matter.
侍奉神不像我们在地上做许多地上的那种各种的事物。
Serving God is not like you do anything on earth.
可以按着自己天然的才干智慧再来发挥自己的能力。
That you could do it according to your intelligence, your talents to make known all of your abilities.
而在那里把那件事情做好。
And to get that very matter done.
从圣经我们看见人要按着神的心意在那边侍奉神才能够得到神的奖赏。
According to the Bible, man can only receive rewards from God when he or she serves God according to his will.
反而过来，若是一个人不是按着神的心意在侍奉神的话，他反而是得罪神。
To reverse it, if a person does not serve God according to God's will, he's actually sinning against God.
并他所得的结果也是非常可怕的。
And the outcome of his work is so dreadful.
所以圣经也告诉我们说，我们要用一个虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉神。
Therefore, the Bible teaches that we should serve God with godly fear and reverence.
用一个畏惧的心来侍奉神，因为我们神是烈火。
With this godly fear to serve Him, because our God is a consuming fire.
说我们蒙恩得救以后，或是说我们在一生里面，我们一直要学习认识。到底怎样是一个侍奉神的人？
Therefore, after we have been saved by His grace through our life, we have to come to understand what kind of God He is.
我们必须对侍奉神有一个比较准确的认识，好叫我们知道如何按着他的心意来侍奉神。
We have to have an accurate understanding of this matter of serving God, so that our service will be pleasing to Him.
当我们去读圣经的时候，我们看见到底为什么我们需要侍奉神。
As we study the Bible, we can see why is that we have to serve Him.
从以色列人历史当中可以看见，原来侍奉神乃是神拯救人的一个目的。
From Israelite history, we could see that serving God is actually the ultimate goal of God's salvation for His people.
当神差遣摩西到法老王那里要把以色列百姓领出来的时候，
When God sent Moses to Pharaoh to lead His people out of Egypt,
神不仅拯救他们要进到那牛奶与蜜之地，那个迦南的美地。
Not only did God want to lead them into the wonderful land of Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey.
神也对摩西说，你要去对法老说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
He also sent Moses to tell Pharaoh that let my people go so that they could serve me.
因为我们看见出埃及是为了要进迦南。
On the one hand, we see that Exodus from Egypt is to enter the land of Canaan.
那也可以说迦南还不是最终，或是说进到迦南还不是最终的目的。
But entering Canaan is not the final goal.
进到迦南是为了什么呢？乃是在那里要来侍奉神。
What's the purpose for them to enter Canaan? It's to serve God.
所以我们看见当摩西到法老王那里再一再对他说容我百姓去好侍奉我。
So we see that when Moses went to Pharaoh repeatedly saying, let my people go so they could serve God.
但是我们看见法老在那里用各种方式一再拦阻以色列百姓出埃及。
At the same time, we see Pharaoh with all the means he could gather, try to stop Israelites from going.
为什么法老不容许他们去呢？
Why did Pharaoh did not allow them go?
乃是要把他们留在埃及那里来，在那里来侍奉法老王。
He wanted to keep the Israelites in Egypt to serve King Pharaoh.
在那里为他造祭货城。
To build this storage cities for him.
所以我们看见法老王在那里和神在争什么呢？
So we could see it here. What is that Pharaoh is struggling, trying to contend with God?
乃是要在那里争得到人对他的一个侍奉。
Pharaoh is trying to gain the service from man.
神要百姓离开埃及，不要去侍奉法老，要来侍奉神。
But God wants his people to leave Egypt, not to serve Pharaoh, but to serve him instead.
但是法老要把以色列留在埃及来侍奉他。
But Pharaoh wants to keep all the Israelites in Egypt to serve him.
我想到新约，我想这一点就更清楚了。
And when we come to New Testament, this point could be made even more clear. 当
主耶稣要出来传道之前，在旷野受魔鬼试探的时候。
When the Lord Jesus was about to come into his public ministry, when he was being tested in the wilderness by Satan.
撒旦在那对主耶稣说：“你若是俯伏拜我的话，我就将世上万国和万国荣华来赐给你。”
Satan said to Jesus that if you worship me, and I will give you all the glory of the kingdoms on earth.
但是主耶稣怎么对撒旦说呢？
But what did Jesus say to Satan?
主耶稣说：“当拜你的神，单单侍奉他。”
Jesus said, "Worship your God alone, serve Him only."
所以我们看见在以兽当中，撒旦和神在那里在争什么呢？
So we see that in this whole universe, what is that God is contending with Satan about?
就是要争人对他的敬拜，对他的侍奉。
To seek the worship and service from man.
但是我们看见，只有这位创造主，这个天地的神呢，他才配得人的敬拜和侍奉。
We know that only the creator of this universe, the God of heaven and earth, is deserving all the worship from us.
这主耶稣来到地上，就是要把人从这个撒旦恶德权下拯救出来。
Therefore, Lord Jesus came this world to deliver us from the domain of Satan.
叫他们来侍奉。
So that we could serve God.
所以刚读到六加福音第一章来告诉我们说
And then we just read Luke chapter 1. It says
他把我们从仇敌手中拯救出来呢，就是叫我们能够终身在他面前坦然无惧的来侍奉他。
He has delivered us from the hand of our enemies so that we could serve him without fear before him all the days of our life in holiness and righteousness.
神拯救我们是为了什么？
So here we see why the God has saved us.
神拯救我们不是为了进天堂。
Not to merely go into heaven.
或是说进天堂是为了什么？
Or we could ask, what's the purpose of entering heaven?
进天堂最终目的乃是要在那里来侍奉神。
The final goal for entering heaven is to serve God.
叫我们一生终身的在他面前来侍奉他。
So throughout all our life, we could serve him.
我们在地上都有每一个人的工作。
On earth, we each one of us has our own duties.
但是在这地上工作，有一天我们退休的时候，我们就不需要再做了。
But on that very day that you retire from your earthly work, you don't have to do it anymore.
但是侍奉神，我们蒙恩得救以后，那就是一生的事情。
But serving God after we have been saved by His grace is a lifetime thing.
没有退休的时候。
There's no such a thing as
只要 retirement. 只要我们身体许可，我们仍然在那里要侍奉神。
As long as our physical body is allows us to do so, we have to serve Him.
所以我们看见许多年长的弟兄姊妹，他们到八十、九十，他们仍然在那里侍奉神。
That's why we see so many elderly brothers and sisters, even in their 80s and 90s, they're still serving God.
也许他们侍奉的方式不一样，但是他们侍奉的内容仍然是在那侍奉神敬拜。
Maybe the format of their services is different, but the very content is serving their God.
在那里侍奉神，为了讨神的欢喜。
Serving God to please Him.
在那里侍奉神，让神的旨意能够成全在他们身上。
Serving God so that God's will be done in them.
并且不只是今生要侍奉神。
And not only that we serve Him in
this life, 到永世里面仍然要侍奉神。
But even in eternity, we'll continue to serve Him.
所以等到我们启示录，我们看见在永世里面的时候。
So that's why when we read Revelation, we see in eternity.
启示录第五章那里告诉我们。
In chapter 5, we read.
那些因着羔羊救赎的人。
All those who were redeemed by the Lord. lamb,
那些用血所买赎回来的人,
being bought by the blood of the lamb,
从各族各方各国各民当中把各种的人买赎回来归给神,
being purchased from all the nation, tongue, people, and country, they have now been redeemed to God. They're now being made into a kingdom priest to be God's priest.
我们刚读到启示录最后一章那里仍然告诉我们说他的仆人要侍奉他
and Revelation chapter 22 we just read that his servant shall serve him.
所以我们看见这个侍奉神不仅是今生更是永生的事情永远的事情
Therefore we see that serving God is not only a present life thing but a life in eternity.
因为这是神拯救人的一个目的
and this is the purpose for God's salvation.
所以我们看见侍奉神不是少数人的事情
and also we see serving God is not limited to certain people.
所有蒙恩的人的事情
but all those who have found God's favor
所有蒙恩儿女的一个本分
and this is the duty of God's children
这是神拯救我们的一个最终的一个目的
and this is the ultimate goal for God to save us
那当我们去读圣经的时候 我们看见哪些人能够侍奉神呢
and as we study the Bible we can find out who are those who are qualified to serve him.
或者侍奉神的人, 他们有什么身份呢?
Or to say what kind of status these people have who serve God.
当我们想到侍奉神的时候, 我们头一个就想到就是祭司。
Now when we think of serving God, the first thing that comes into our mind is priest.
因为祭司就是被神分别出来归给他来亲近他来侍奉他的一般人。
These are people who have been set apart, drawn near to him to serve him.
所以当以色列百姓他们出了埃及三个月以后来到西乃山底下
Therefore Israelites after their exodus from Egypt 3 months later they came to the foot of Mount Sinai
神在那里就完全的比较具体的向百姓启示要侍奉神这个心意
And there God showed his will about serving him more completely and more concretely
神在那里对摩西说你们要归我做祭司的国度为圣洁的国民
And there God said to them that you shall become a kingdom priest, a holy nation
那就是以色列全国每一个人都是祭司都是要侍奉神的
That's to say that in the whole nation of Israel everyone should be a priest to serve him
因为他们已经看见神向埃及人所行的事情
Since they have seen what God did to Egyptians
神用大能的手在那里行了神迹奇事击打埃及人和法老
And with the mighty hand, God has smitten all the Egyptians and Pharaoh.
最后借着羔羊的血把他们从埃及为奴之地拯救出来。
And in the end, through the blood of the Lamb, God delivered them out of the house of bondage.
从法老权势底下释放出来。And
they have been released from the domain of Pharaoh's power.
神也如鹰把他们背在翅膀上带来归给神。
And God brought them to him on eagle's wings.
归给神做什么?做神的子民。
To do what? To become his people.
归给神做祭司来侍奉神。
To become priests to serve him.
所以我们看见神在西乃山就把要侍奉神这件事情完全向以色列百姓解开了。
Therefore at Mount Sinai we see that God had made this notion of serving him completely, totally to Israelites.
容我的百姓去好侍奉我，乃是叫他们成为祭司，成为一般侍奉神的人。
Let my people go so they could become priests who serve God.
但是很可惜，我们看见没有多久，以色列百姓他们就失败了。
But it's quite a shame that later on, the old Israelites failed.
摩西在山上领受神颁布的律法。
Moses received the commandments from God on the mountain.
并着摩西延迟下山，以色列百姓他们就山在山底下造金牛犊，再拜起金牛犊来。
And because Moses delayed of coming down from the mountain, so all the Israelites started worshiping the golden calf, worshiped idols.
神的愤怒就临到他们身上，要灭绝他们。
Therefore, God's wrath came upon them to consume them.
并着摩西在那为他们代祷。 神就没有来灭绝以色列百姓
And because of Moses' intercessory prayer God did not destroy them
结果我们在那里只有利未子孙这一班人呢他们站在耶和华神这一边
And only the tribe of Levi stood by God
他们在那里击杀他们弟兄
They slew all their brethren
所以神在那个时候也可以说拣选利未子孙来侍奉神
So right at that time, God chose the tribe of Levi, all his descendants.
又从利未子孙当中选出亚伦家来做祭司。
And from the tribe of Levi, he also chose the house of Aaron to be.
所以我们看见 其他百姓就失去了侍奉神的资格。
And all the rest of the people then lost their qualification to serve God.
神原来要所有的以色列百姓都来侍奉神，来做祭司。
Originally, God wanted all His people to be priests to serve Him.
但是因着他们失败，他们这个资格，他们这个恩典就没有了。
Because of the failure and they were disqualified, they lost this grace.
结果侍奉神只成为少数的人才可以来侍奉神。
Therefore, only a small group of people were qualified to serve God.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神要所有百姓蒙救主的人来一同侍奉神，这个心意没有改变。
God's will to have all of those redeemed people to serve Him has never changed.
以色列那些历史不过是一个象征跟预表而已。
Israelites' history serves as a type.
神要所有蒙救赎的人成为祭司来侍奉神，到新约这件事情就应验成全了。
The very matter that God wants all His redeemed people to become priests. To serve Him is accomplished in
Christ. 就是耶稣用血自己所埋埋的人成为教会，成为祭司。
All those people bought by Jesus' precious blood have now become the church, the priest.
神在教会当中要成全他起初救赎的目的。
And God wants to accomplish His redemptive original goal.
就是成为祭司。
That is for them to become priests.
所以彼得前书第二章来告诉我们说，我们来到主的面前就像活死一样。
Therefore, in 1 Peter, we read that coming to Christ, we are like living
stone. 我们被建造成为一座灵宫，做圣洁的祭司。
Now, being built up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，你们是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国民。
And you are a chosen race, a holy nation, a royal priesthood.A people for his own possession.
所以我们看见所有蒙恩的儿女们，他们都是圣洁的祭司，他们都是君尊的祭司，他们有资格来侍奉神。
So we see all the people redeemed by God are qualified to become holy royal priests to serve Him.
所以我们看见原来祭司就是神从世界里面分别出来的一般人。
So we know that priests are people who have been set apart from the world.
神把他们分别出来，单单来归给神，要来侍奉神。
And God has separated them only to God to serve Him.
为什么他们能够侍奉神？因为他们是一般圣洁的人。
Why is it to serve God? Because they are holy.
所以以弗所书第一章一开头也告诉我们。
Therefore, in Ephesians chapter 1, we read.
神从创立之前呢，在基督里拣选了我们。
Before the foundation of the world, God chose us in Christ.
在叫我们在他面前成为圣洁无瑕疵。
So that we could become holy without blemish, without blame, before Him.
所以只有个圣洁无瑕疵的人，他们才可以来侍奉这位圣洁的神。
He who is holy and without any blemish could serve God.
所以我们看见一个人成为祭司，能够侍奉神，这实在说到是他们蒙到神恩典的一般人。
So we know that these people who have, are saved by God's grace to serve Him, to being separated apart.
只有他们有资格来侍奉神。
Only they are qualified to serve Him.
我们看见今天在社会上，许多有地位，有多，不管他身份多高，多尊贵。
We see in this world, there are people with such a high position, a noble status.
若是他们还没有信主的话，他们没有资格来侍奉神。
And no matter how high or how noble their status is, if they're not,They have not believed in the Lord.
连他们要到教会来扫扫地都不行。
To serve God, not even to sweep the floor in church.
因为他们没有资格。
Because they're not qualified.
即使他们做那些事，他们也不算在侍奉神。
Even though they might be doing all that those works,
因为他们在神面前不是一个圣洁无瑕疵的人。
Because before God, they are not holy. They're not without blemish.
他们没有这个资格来到这个圣洁的神面前来侍奉他，来亲近他。
So they're not qualified to serve this holy God, to serve Him, to draw near to Him.
但是教会神儿女，因为主耶稣基督的宝血在他们身上洁净了他们。
But the church, the people of God, has been cleansed because of the blood of Jesus Christ.
他们在神的眼光当中是一般圣洁的人，他们成为圣洁的祭司。
And in the sight of God, they are holy. They've now become the holy priests.
所以他们就能够侍奉神。
Therefore, they could serve God.
所以我们看见，原来侍奉神、成为祭司，实在是神给人的一个极大的一个恩典。
So that we could see that this is such an exceeding grace that God has given to man to
be conscious to serve Him.
But today, as we come to serve God, we often do not understand this is such a tremendous grace
we have.
When we want to serve Him, we would think, oh, I have to sacrifice
something.
When we come to serve Him, we think, oh, well, I have to sacrifice my time, my money to do so. To sacrifice my leisure time, my family life. As though we're doing some favor to God. And that's why in our services we often encounter complaints. We feel that I have been doing so much, why is the other people don't do
it?
As we're arranging all kinds of services, people will say, oh, we have to do this, it's more fair.
So.
As though some people, if they serve more, then they are suffering, they are putting out all the sacrifices for this cause. So if they're being given more responsibilities, they feel that it's so unfair. As we work in this world, yes, there is this matter of fairness. In this world, as we work for our bosses, we feel that this is so unfair. My boss has some prejudice against me. I've done so much, and he has not given me a fair reward. Yes, in this world, in the earthly world, there is this matter of being unfair.
But
when we come to the church and to serve in the house of God, there is no such a matter of being unfair. It only shows all things come from
His grace.
It all shows us that serving God is truly grace from God. It's not that I suffer some loss, I sacrifice myself, being treated so unfairly. We know Paul, who is the man who really knows what it means to serve God. He knows that when he serves God, it is all because of the grace from God. So he serves God diligently, zealously. In Romans 15, he says that because of the grace from God, so he could become a minister of Christ Jesus to serve to the Gentiles.
做神福音的执事,
ministering as a priest of the gospel of God.
他对以弗所教说,
and also to the Ephesian church, he says that the stewardship of the grace of God has now given to me for you. And it is also because of the grace of God that I could declare the unsearchable riches to you.
So
Paul knows that as he preaches the gospel to all the Gentiles, it's all because of the grace of God, so he could become a priest to all the Gentiles. And it is also because of God's grace that he's able to make known the unsearchable riches of Christ.
他看见不管是传福音建造教会原来都是神给他恩典。
He sees that whether it's preaching the gospel, building of the church, it is all from God's grace.
若是神没有给他这个恩典，他根本没办法去向传福音，根本没有办法在教会服事。
Should not God have given him this grace, there is simply no way for him to preach the gospel
or to serve the church.
And Paul says, what kind of person I have become? It is all because of the grace of God.
所以我们看见保罗他做每一件事情，原来这是神给他恩典。
And Paul knows it. Whatever he does is from God's grace.
若是没有神没有给他这恩典，他根本没有办法去做那件事情。
Without God's grace, he simply cannot do it.
神也没有把这个工作来托给他来做。
If it's not from the grace of God, God would not have entrusted this work to him.
因为保罗知道他从前原来是一个罪人。
Paul knows that he was a sinner before.
他从前是一个逼迫神教会的一个人。
The very person who persecuted the church.
而现在他成为使徒，在那里能够传福音，建立教会。
Now he has become the apostle to preach the gospel to build up the church.
一切都是神的恩典。
So all this is from God's grace.
所以我们看见，原来服侍神是神给我们的恩典。
So we know now that serving God is the grace from God.
所以以前有一位主所用的仆人，他说：“若是我们知道。”
Therefore, a servant of God who once said that if you understand that serving God is a privilege of grace, even by crawling, you will come to serve Him.
用什么？这是一个认识什么是服侍侍奉的一个人。
Brother and sister, this is the person who really knows what it means to serve God.
当一个人只落在外面许多事物的时候，他就觉得也不公平，人家亏待了他，人家对他怎么样？
If you're so entrapped with the outward things, then you will feel this is so unfair, how unfairly people have been treating you.
当一个人认识原来这一切都是恩典的时候，
But if you should understand that all this originates from His grace,
他服侍整个心境完全是不一样，
then the very attitude of your serving would be different.
他整个服侍的态度完全是不一样。
Your attitude about serving Him is totally different.
原来我能够做这件事情，做那件事，原来是神给我恩典。
Now you know that the reason I can do this and that is simply because of the grace from God.
好像这个恩典没有临到别人身上，结果临到我身上。
It seems like this grace has not come upon others, but instead has come upon you.
原来没有机会继续服侍做那件事情，今天我有这个机会来服侍来做这件事情，原来是神给我恩典。
Other people do not have the opportunity to do this, but the opportunities are given to me, and this is from the grace of God.
用什么？若是我们有这样认识的时候，服侍起来怎么会有怨言，会有什么不满呢？
Brothers and sisters, if you have this kind of understanding when you serve, how could you have any complaints or dissatisfaction from you?
我们服侍起来的时候就不会觉得好像我牺牲了什么给神了什么。
And then you won't feel that as you serve, you're giving something back to God, because you've sacrificed something.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个认识神恩典的人在服事上的一个表现，一个态度。
Brother and sister, this should be the manifestation of a person's attitude and actions if he really understands.
当我们没有机会来服事的时候，我们要问说，神怎么没有给我这个恩典来服事呢？
Therefore, when we do not have the opportunities to serve, we should ask God, Lord, why you haven't given me this grace to serve you?
我们经常说我们要神的恩典。
Why you have given this grace to others? That's why we ask, we seek God's grace.
我们常求神施恩给我们。
We ask God to commend His grace.
我们常想说，神若施恩给我们，那就是说我们在地上的道路非常通达，非常顺利。
We often think, oh, if the Lord has given me grace, that my way in this world should be very prosperous and very smooth.
我们却不知道，原来神给我们恩典呢，是为了要侍奉他。
Little did we know that the reason God has given us this grace is simply to serve Him.
神给我们恩典不是为了我们在地上有一个通达的一个道路。
God has given grace to us not for us to have a prosperous way in
the world. 那是因为神抬举了我们。
It's simply because God has lifted us up.
不是我们牺牲了什么。
It's not that we have sacrificed anything.
不是我们真的好像吃亏了什么。
It's not that we have suffered any loss.
原来都是神白白的恩典给我们。
Actually, it is the free grace given to us.
像我们这个原来一个堕落无指望的人，今天能够站在一个何等尊贵的身份来侍奉他。
So that all of us who were corrupt without hope, but now we can stand in this position with such a noble status to serve Him.
来侍奉这位天地的主，侍奉这位永生的神。
To serve this God of heaven and earth, to serve this everlasting God.
我们知道今天人在地上若是你侍奉了主人，是一个非常尊贵的一个地位的人，你会觉得很光彩，是不是？
We all know this. On earth, should the person you serve is very majestic, very noble, then you feel you have such glory in yourself.
现在很多人巴不得能够在那个巴马总统旁边来侍奉他。
That's why today there are so many people, oh, how much they wish they could serve President Obama around him.
若是一个人能够在他作为来帮他做事，人就觉得非常荣耀，好像很多可以夸耀，站在人面前，他只有觉得他自己身份不一样，是不是？
If this person serves Obama, then people would feel that, oh, this person is so different, and this person himself would think that he has such a noble position.
觉得他比别人都非常尊贵，非常荣耀。
He feels he is more glorious and noble, venerable, than others.
若是有机会帮总统做一件事情，我们都巴不得让别人能知道，实在是很荣耀一件事情。
Should we have the chance to serve this president, we would very much like everybody to know about this thing. It's such a glory to all of us.
有一次我到洛杉矶到一个亲戚家。
One time I went to LA. I stayed at one of my relatives' house.
他墙壁上, 挂了两幅, 相片。
On his wall hung these two pictures.
一幅呢, 是他跟那个布希总统夫妇照相的。
One was the picture that he took the photo with President and Mrs. Bush.
他是我的表舅,
and he is my uncle on my cousin's side.
我说舅舅, 你在共和党里面到底当什么大官啊?
So I asked him, Uncle, oh, what a position you hold in the Republican Party.
他没有跟我回话说呢，他太太就跟我讲说，这个在花钱的啦。
Right before my uncle replied, my auntie said to me, oh, it costs a bunch of money to get this.
原来他是共和党里面的一个金主啊。
Actually, my uncle was a donor to this Republican Party.
他才告诉我们说要跟总统照相，跟总统夫妇照相啊，价码是不一样的。
And also he told me it's a different price because he's a donor to take a picture with President and Mrs. Bush.
你看今天地上的人跟总统照一个相，他就觉得很光彩，就挂出来让人家知道他身份是不一样。
You see, when people taking a picture with the president, that they want to immediately put out the picture because they feel so glorious.
但是今天人却不知道我们今天蒙了何等大恩典，来可以来侍奉这个永生神。
While as today, people do not understand that we have received such a grace to serve this everlasting God.
侍奉那个万有主，天地的主。
To serve this the Lord of heaven and earth, to serve this Master of the universe.
谁有这样资格呢?
Who is qualified to do so?
若不是他把恩典赐给我们,
unless God first has given his grace to us.
若不是他借着神的儿子主耶稣基督拯救我们,
if he has not saved us through his son Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们，我们从前是外人，跟神一点关系都没有的人。
The Bible teaches that we were foreigners having nothing to do with God.
我们是局外人。
We are people on the outside.
在这里所发生的每件事情，在这里侍奉的事情，跟我一点关系都没有。
Anything that happens in the church, anything about servicing has nothing to me.
但是我们感谢神，今天我们成为神家里面的人。
Today, we thank God we have become the members of God's household.
我们有这样的资格，有这样身份可以来侍奉他。
We now have this status, we are qualified to serve him.
因为我们已经成为圣洁的祭司。
Because we have now become holy priests.
我们成为一个君尊的祭司。
We have become royal priesthood.
弟兄姊妹，你就知道原来侍奉神是那么一个荣耀的事情。
So brothers and sisters, by now you should understand serving God is such a glorious matter.
只有我们这一般人才可以天天时时刻刻来到他面前。
Only we who are saved can come to serve him daily at any moment.
当我们还没有得救之前，连路都没有，连门都没有。
Before we are saved, there is no way for you to do so.
我们完全在神的之外的一般人。
Because we are foreigners outside of God.
但是现在他把我们从恶者权势底下拯救释放出来了。
But now he has saved, delivered us from the power of the evil one.
我们成为祭司，可以终身在他面前来侍奉。
We have now become priests, we could serve him all the days of our life.
弟兄姊妹，这是神莫大的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's stupendous grace given to us.
这是在圣经里让我们看见，祭司就是一个侍奉神的人。
So here we see that the Bible tells us that priests are those who serve God.
圣经还让我们看见，侍奉神的人第二种身份就是一个仆人。
The scripture also shows us who serve God our second status.
仆人就是服侍他的主人，服侍他主人是他的本分。
That is, we are servants, serving God as our own duties.
在英文圣经这个仆人呢，常常都翻成那个servant，我们中文就是翻成仆人。
In the English Bible, the servant is called servant, ministers.
但在新约里面呢，换成仆人这个希腊文呢有三个不同的字。
But actually, there are three different words all rendered as servants or ministers.
三个不同的字都说明了。 做仆人不同方面的意义。
All these three words point to the three different aspects of the very meaning being a servant.
第一个希腊文的字呢叫做 doulos.
The first one is doulos.
这原文的意思呢是说是个奴隶。
In its original, it means a slave.
所以在圣经里面呢，用这个词，用这个字呢，是用的最多的一个字。
And this word is most frequently used in the Bible.
用了124次。
124 times.
因为这是那个神对仆人的主要一个思想。
This is the major concept of God's mind as to servant of His.
就是一个奴隶。
And that is a bond slave.
所以保罗在哥林多前书那里告诉我们说，我们不是自己的人，乃是重价所买来的人。
Therefore, Paul says so in 1 Corinthians that we are not our own; we are bought at a price.
是主用他自己的宝血把我们买赎回来，来归给他。
We are those who have been redeemed by His precious blood to belong to Him.
所以这个奴隶是完全归给他主人的，是完全属乎他主人的。
So this bond slave is totally the master's to be given to him.
他一切都要听从主人的话。
He listened to whatever his master's command.
我们知道在当时有那个奴隶买卖的一个制度。
We know in those days there is this a slavery trading system.
在当时一个奴隶他是完全没有尊严，没有各种所谓人权可言的一个人。
So in those days, a slave had no dignity or human rights.
他完全是属乎主人，主人怎么样吩咐他，怎么对待他，这是主人的权利。
They just belong to their masters. They are at the disposal of how their masters would treat them.
就像我们花了钱把一个东西买回来，我就有权利来怎么样使用我买这个东西。
Just like if we spend some money and we buy certain object, and it's all my right, no matter how I want to use it.
让我们看见，原来我们蒙恩得救以后，就是主把用他自己宝血把我们买赎回来，我们是他一个奴隶。
So here it shows us that we are God's slave, bond slave, because we are being saved by His grace. He has bought us.
我们整个不是一个主人。
We just serve Him as our master.
我们只能服侍他。
We can only serve Him.
因为他买来目的就是叫我们来服侍他。
Because the purpose of His redemption for us is to serve Him.
所以他在我们身上是有完全那个主权来使用我们。
So He has this total sovereignty over us to use us.
这个仆人，这是个名词，若是他动词呢？
Now, the verb of this word, the slave.
这个字。新约圣经头一次用到这个字的时候是讲侍奉，侍奉。
The very first time used in the New Testament means to serve the Lord.
是用在马太福音第六章那里，主耶稣所说的话。
It's been used in Matthew 6, in the words of Jesus.
主耶稣在那说，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
There Jesus says a man cannot serve two masters.
你爱这个就轻看那个，你重这个就轻那个。
Either you hate this one or you love this one. Either you're devoted to this one or you despise the other.
你不能侍奉神，又侍奉马门，马门就是财力。
You cannot serve God and Mammon. Mammon means wealth.
所以为什么圣经用这个只能侍奉一个主？这个侍奉是用在这件事情上呢
？Why is God is using serving God alone? The very first time He used this word.
头一次用是当作动词，是用在你只能侍奉一个主人。
So the very word is used as a verb, signifying that you could only serve your master.
但我们还没有信主之前，我们在地上也在侍奉一个主人。
Before we believe in the world, believe in the Lord, in this world, we also serve a master.
这是以色列百姓的故事。
And this is the story of the Israelites.
他们还没有出埃及之前，他们在那边有一个主人，就是法老王。
Before they left Egypt, they did have a master, that's King Pharaoh.
圣经说他那是一个为奴之家，他们是在那里做奴隶的。
The Bible states that that's a house of bondage. They were slaves there.
他们的主人就是法老。
So their master was Pharaoh.
所以圣经以弗所书告诉我们说，我们还没有蒙恩得救之前，我们是怎样一种人呢
？And in Ephesians, it also tells us before we're saved by His grace, what kind of people we are.
他说我们行事为人都是随从今世的风俗。在顺从空中掌权者的手里。
We walk according to the course of this world. We walk according to the prince of the power of this air.
我们常常觉得说，好像我很多事情是我自己来做决定的。
We often feel that, oh, I make my own decisions all the time.
我要做这个做那个，我要买这个买那个，是我自己做决定的。
I want to do this. I want to buy this or that. It's according to my own decision.
但是当我们回到圣经以后，原来看见没有蒙恩得救以前呢，原来我们做每一件事情乃是在顺服那空中掌权者的恶魔。
But when we come back to the scriptures, we know that before you do anything, that actually you're obeying the prince of the power of the air.
所以今天我们可以看见，没有一个人是真正自己的主人。
So today we know that none of us is our own master.
我们没有得救之前，我们的真正主人乃是。很多事情背后那个撒旦魔鬼那个世界的王。
So before we are saved, our very master is actually Satan, the prince of the world, devil behind all these things.
他当然影响我们，辖制我们，管理我们。
He's affecting us. He's controlling over us. He's impacting us.
只是我们在黑暗里面，我们不知道，我们没有这个感觉。
But because we're all in darkness, we don't know it. We do not have this sense.
但是当我们得救以后，圣经的光让我们看见，原来那是非常可怕的一件事情。
But after we were saved by His grace, after we see the light, we see what a horrible thing this is.
原来我不是我自己的主人，原来我另外一个主人乃是这个撒旦魔鬼。
That I am never my own master, but my only master is Satan the devil.
原来我在那边做很多事情，原来是在侍奉他。
Now I understand that I have done so many things simply to serve this devil.
所以圣经也告说我们是一个罪的奴仆。
Therefore, the Bible teaches that we are slaves of sin.
但是感谢神，当我们蒙恩得救以后
，But God be thanked that after we saved by His grace,
我们有另外一个主人了。
We now have another master.
并且唯有他是我们的主人。
And only Him is our master.
我们只有单单的侍奉他。
We just serve Him solely.
但是今天我们看见蒙恩，许多蒙恩的儿女们。
But today, as we observe so many children of God being saved by His grace,
虽然是蒙恩得救了，但是他不是在侍奉神。
Even though they have been saved by grace, but they are not serving God.
他仍然在侍奉马门，侍奉马门背后的那个魔鬼。
They are still serving Mammon and the very devil behind the Mammon.
主耶稣很清楚说，你们不能侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Lord Jesus says so distinctly that you cannot serve God and Mammon.
那就是说，你一个人你侍奉神，不然你就是侍奉马门。
That you just make a choice, either God or Mammon.
没有中间的路线。
There is no middle way.
所以雅各书也告诉我们说，我们若是以世主为友，就是以神为敌。
And James also teaches that if we are friends with the world, we are enemies against God.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
He who loves the world, the love of God is not in him.
所以在神眼光当中，你也没有说我 50% 是侍奉神， 50% 是侍奉马门。
So in the sight of God, there is never such a thing that 50% of my life I serve God, the other 50% I serve Mammon.
或是说侍奉神多一点，侍奉马门少一点。
Or to say you serve God more than you serve Mammon.
在神来看，不是百分之百侍奉神，就是百分之百侍奉马门。
To God, if you are not serving Him 100%, you are serving Mammon 100%.
侍奉那个世界的王撒旦魔鬼。
You're serving the king of this world, Satan.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常严肃的事情。
Brother and sister, this is such a grave, serious matter.
因为我们是一个奴隶。
Because we are slaves.
因为主付了重大代价把我们买赎回，完全是归给他的。
The Lord has paid such a price to redeem us to Him.
所以当一个人做奴隶的时候，我们就知道这是一个完全失去自由的一个人。
So a slave knows that he is a person without any freedom.
他完全受他主人的限制的一个人。
It's totally controlled, limited by what the master's command.
他完全没有自己的自由意志可以做选择的一个人。
He has no free will to make any choices.
他必须完全听从主人的话，这就是一个奴隶。
Completely, totally, simply listening to his master.
我们看主耶稣在地上服侍，他就是带着一个奴隶的一个态度来服侍神。
And we observe our Lord Jesus as he served on earth, he served with this kind of attitude.
腓立比书第二章告诉我们说，他是取了奴仆的形象。
In Philippians chapter 2, we see that he came in the form of a slave.
那个奴仆就是这个希腊文奴隶。
And that it's in the word slave, a bond slave.
所以我们看主耶稣在地上的时候，他生活形式他没有自由。
So we see as the Lord walked on earth, his life, his serving, he had no freedom at all.
有一次他弟兄说，你现在可以上耶路撒冷去过祝棚节， 人要显扬的名声没有不在人多地方。
One time his brothers told him, why don't you go to Jerusalem since for a person to reveal his name, there's no such a thing to do all these things in secret, do it openly.
除非说我的时候不方便，你们的时候，我的时候未到，你们，我的时候，你们，你们，我的时候还未到，你们不，你们，我不方便。
And the Lord Jesus says that my time has not yet arrived.
为什么主耶稣觉得不方便呢？
And it's not opportune time. Why is it the Lord, why is it that the Lord said so?
他的弟兄随时随刻他要到耶路撒冷去过节，他们有这个自由的选择。
Lord Jesus' brothers, at any time, at the free will of theirs, they could just go to Jerusalem to observe the festival.
但是主耶稣知道，他在神面前就像个奴隶一样。
But our Lord Jesus knew that before God, he was just a bond slave.
很多时候他不方便做事。
Many times, the times were not opportune, not ready for him to do things.
他里面觉得不有一个不自由的感觉，因为他知道他自己的身份是一个奴隶。
He had this feeling of not being free because he knew his status as a slave.
有一次主耶稣要从犹大到加利利去。
At one time, Jesus was about to go from Judea to Galilee.
一般的犹太人他们都是从约旦河东边绕过去。
And usually Jews would go around the Jordan River to bypass Samaria to go there. Because Jews and Samaritans have no dealings with one another.
因为在犹太地跟加利之间就是隔了一个撒玛利亚地。
Because between Galilee and the land of Judea, there is this Samaritan's land in between.
但圣经却告诉我们说，他必须经过。
But the Bible states that our Lord Jesus must go through Samaria. He must go through Samaria.
别人可以绕道而走，他不行。
Other people could take a roundabout way, but not for our Lord Jesus.
他没有自由。
Because he had no freedom.
他受限制。
He was confined.
因为经过撒玛利亚是这是神的旨意。
Because going through Samaria, this is God's will.
因为他知道在那里有一个饥渴的撒玛利亚妇人。
Because he knew there was this thirsty Samaritan woman.
等着主耶稣把那活水赐给她。
Waiting for the Lord Jesus to give her this living water.
圣经也告诉我们说，他必须上耶路撒冷。
The Bible also teaches that our Lord Jesus must go to Jerusalem.
在那受长老、法利赛、文士许多的苦。
Suffer in the hands of the elders, the scribes, and the priests.
他必须上耶路撒冷。
He had to go to Jerusalem.
他不能逃避。
He could not escape that.
因为这是父的旨意。
Because this is the Father's will.
用什么？这是一个奴隶服侍的一个态度。
Brothers and sisters, this is a kind of attitude of a slave.
用什么？当我们服侍的时候，我们里面是不是有这个奴隶的这个态度，一个灵呢？
So brothers and sisters, as we come to serve, do we have this attitude? Do we have
this spirit of slavery? 我们服侍的时候，是不是觉得好像很多事情受限制，别人可以去做，我不能做？
Or you're serving, you feel, oh, we're so limited by so many things, as to others, they could do anything they want.
人有许多自由，可以到很多地方去，我没有那个自由可以去。
Other people have all this freedom to go anywhere they choose, but I don't.
人可以有自由的不来聚会，不来服侍，但是我没有这个自由。
They have the freedom not to come to the meetings, not to serve, but I do not have.
因为我是一个奴隶。
Because I am a bond
slave. 用怎么样？我们是不是有这样的灵、这样感觉呢
？Brothers and sisters, do we have this kind of spirit? Do we have this kind of feeling?
上一次徐弟兄在我们这里交通。
Last time, Brother Xu shared among us.
他说他在莫斯科那二十几年，这个迟到问题一直没有改变。
That during the 20 years of his service in Morris Point Church, the very issue of being late has never been resolved.
我想这不是一个个别教会的问题。
I do not think this is individual church's problem.
这是一个普遍性的一个问题。
But this is such a common, prevalent problem for all
churches. 你到每个地方去，你都发觉迟到都是非常严重的。
Whichever church you go to, you will see this problem of being late is very serious.
但是你若是知道你是一个奴隶的话，你就知道别人可以迟到，我不能迟到。
Brothers and sisters, should you know that you're a bond slave of God, then other people could be late, not you.
我没有自由。
I have no freedom.
我必须要准时到，我要提早到。
I have to be punctual. Actually, I have to go to the meetings earlier.
这是圣经对我们做仆人的一个思想。
This is the concept of the Bible toward all of us who are slaves.
十六说到他们那边一有假期的时候，聚会人数忽然少几十个人。
And Brother Xie also mentioned that during the holidays, scores of people would be missing from church.
很多人就是把主日子去办自己的私事。
Because they use those days to take care of their own personal things.
但是若是我们知道我们是一个奴隶的话，我们就知道我不能这样做。
But should we know that we are slaves of God, we should not do that.
我要想尽办法把这个日子分别出来归给主。
Instead, by all means, I want to set this date apart.
因为我是一个奴隶,
to belong to God, because we are slaves. We have no freedom for choice.
这是我的本分。
This is our duty.
我记得我们小孩子小的时候也学钢琴的，做这个做那个。
I remember when my kids were young, they also took up different extracurriculums such as piano lessons or many other events.
有时候要 audition, 有时候要比赛。
Sometimes they had to go for the auditions or different contestment.
我跟老师讲说你要排，最好不要排礼拜天，若是要排礼拜天排下午。
I told my teacher that don't arrange us for the competition date on Sundays. Even you have to make it Sunday afternoon.
有时候这是没办法，需要排早上的话。
If you know this is the last resort, the competition is just being scheduled on Sunday morning.
我们不能要求小孩子。
We cannot demand this from our children.
我就一早早把他送到那个地方去。
Instead, I'll just send my kids early morning to that place for competition. And then I just came back to the church.
我知道我没有自由。
Because I knew I had no freedom.
有时候老师说那个时间就是那个时间，没有其他时间可以安排。
Because sometimes the teacher said, well, this is just the competition time. There's no other alternative date.
那我说算了，那我们就不要。
Then I would say, oh, then forget it. We're not going this time.
老师就很不高兴。
And the teacher would be very unhappy.
因为他跟你教那么久，就是为了这个比赛有点好的表现，他就得到一些光彩。
Because the teacher had taught my kids for this long time, and it's all for this grand competition day, so the teacher would feel honored also.
他不高兴，他是他的事情。
And then to me, it's her problem.
我没办法让我主不高兴。
Because for me, I cannot displease my Lord.
因为我没有自由，这影响到我聚会，影响到我服侍。
Because I have no freedom, this event would affect my service.
因为我一开始就跟老师讲说，我们小孩子学琴不是为了什么比赛的。
So in the very beginning, I told my kids teacher that our kids are taking the lessons not for all the competition.
只是为了服侍而已。
Just for prepare them to serve later on.
所以对我们也没压力，对老师也没压力。
Therefore, there should be no pressure on our part nor on the teacher's part.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经对我们做仆人的头一个思想就是一个。
Brothers and sisters, the very first notion of God for us is for us to be slaves.
很多事情别人可以做，我们不能做。
It simply says that there are so many things other people could do, but we can't.
因为我们知道我们身份是什么。
Because we know what status we have.
因为是主重价所买赎回来的。
We are people redeemed at a dreadful price.
这是希腊文头一个用这个字来说到一个做仆人的一个情形。
So this is the first condition under which all the concepts of being a slave is brought up. The second rendering of the servant is
in Hebrew, diakalos.
In the Bible, either in Chinese or English, usually it's translated as ministers.
所以保罗他说他是福音的执事，他是教会执事，就是用这个字。
So when Paul says he is a minister of the gospel, he is a minister of the church.
或是说,
this is the word.
或是说我们是神的佣人。
Or to say we are ministers, servants of God.
这个就是一般所谓的仆人。
And this is the word used generally meaning.
所以讲到仆人，就是讲到他是这个卑微的人。
It says that as a servant, you are a lowly person.
他就是一个仆人就是了。
Simply, you're a servant.
他就是要来服侍主人就是了。
A servant is to serve his master.
他算不了什么。
He's really nothing.
所以保罗就对更多的教会说。
Therefore, Paul says to the Corinthian church.
因为哥林多的教会, 当然分别的, 有人他说他是属彼得的, 属亚波罗, 有人是属保罗的。
Because right there, people have this division that some people say, oh, I belong to Paul. Others say, I belong to Cephas. And others say, I belong to Peter.
因为他们把这些, 神的佣人当, 看得非常高。
Because these Corinthians highly regarded all of these servants of God.
他们若是属保罗, 他们就觉得很光彩, 属亚波罗, 这个会结晶的, 他也是觉得蛮荣耀的。
So, should they belong to Paul or to Peter, to Cephas, they feel, oh, such an honor.
但是保罗说呢, 亚波罗算什么, 保罗算什么?
But Paul says, what is Apollo? What is Paul?
无非是执事。
We are simply servants.
这个执事就是这个字仆人。
Minister, as the second use of the Greek.
我们就是仆人就是了。
We are simply servants.
按照神所给我们的引导你们。
We lead you according to God's command.
我们算不了什么。
We are nothing.
用什么都一个人看见他不过是个仆人的时候，那想服侍起来那就容易多了。
Brothers and sisters, if a person sees him or herself as a servant, a minister of God, then his or her service should go much smoother. If we serve, hoping to gain all the respect and praises from others,
所以今天在教会里面，许多做仆人，他就觉得他自己好像很高人一等。
Then, this happens among so many churches in this world that when they serve, they feel they are higher, better than others.
有个弟兄他到芝加哥去出差。
A brother went to went on business trip to Chicago.
他问我说到哪边聚会，说那边有个聚会，你可以去打听看怎么去。
So he asked me where he should meet on Sundays. So I told him, there's such a church. Why don't you look into it?
他回来告诉我说,
so he came back to me later on.
他说他觉得很奇怪。
He said something is really strange to him.
讲台上面后面摆了几张椅子。
Because on the stage behind a pulpit, they placed several chairs.
那就是说有些人要坐在上面。
That's to say some people would be sitting on those chairs.
我说这个没有什么奇怪，是少见多怪。
And I told him, there's nothing strange, you simply haven't seen it enough.
因为那些就是要给一些所谓的服侍人坐的。
Those chairs are reserved for those so-called people who serve God.
但是一个人若是看见他不过是一个仆人就是了。
But if a person sees himself as a servant only,
他算不得什么。
He's really nothing.
他也不期待人对他有什么尊重。
He's not expecting any respect from others either.
我意见我的感觉算得什么呢？
What does it mean to as to my feeling, my opinion?
I'm nothing.
I just serve the Lord.
当一个人看见他是一个奴隶的时候，他就看见他原来是一个仆人了。
So when a person sees himself as a slave, then he knows he is just a servant of God.
还有这个字呢，还有一个意思就是在服侍里面是等候伺候在主人那伺候。
Another meaning to this word, a servant, means you are waiting for the Lord and you're standing serving Him.
So we see a servant is waiting for the Lord, waiting for the Lord.
Therefore, we see a servant as the one at any minute is waiting for the commands from his master. Waiting for his master's summons, waiting for his master's charges.
就是说，随时随刻我都在那里。
Therefore, at any moment, at any place, he is right there.
我要叫你的时候,
so whenever his master calls him, he is around.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister, this is a servant's attitude.
他时候不方便。
So the Lord says, my time is not opportune. Because our Lord knows he's the one who serves God.
弟兄姊妹，若是一个人真是有这样仆人的态度的话，你看我们服侍会有多少让神称许的地方？
Brothers and sisters, if we all understand the meanings of serving God as servants, then you would understand there how many aspects of your serving would be praiseworthy before Him.
I'm always available. 我随时都能够在这里。
I'm always available for serving God.
我们看见有些弟兄姊妹，他就随时在那边等候主。
So brothers and sisters, we see a group of people, they're always ready, available for God to use.
以前我在一个地方服侍, 那边有个弟兄实在非常好。
I used to minister in a certain congregation, and there's such a wonderful brother there.
他正是随时等候主人。
And he's such a person, always available, waiting for his Lord's
等候在那服侍的一个人,
to serve him.
弟兄姊妹临时有什么事打电话给他, 他说我马上就过来。
And any brother or sister called him on the shortest notice, he would say, oh, I'm coming over right away.
但不是上班时间,
of course, not during his work at the company, of course.
就是说他在不是上班时间, 其他时间他说 available 给弟兄姊妹的。
And any other time besides his work time, he is available to.
我可以这样为他说，甚至半夜临时有事打电话，他都会来。
I could even testify for him that even at midnight, if any emergency happened, you just call him, he will come.
这是一个仆人的态度。
This is the kind of attitude as a servant.
因为他没有他自由的时间。
Because he has no free time of his own.
第三个希腊文的意思,
now, the third Greek rendering of this word, servant,
第三个字它叫 huperetas,
huperetas.
它这个呢, 中文把它换成那个差役,
In Chinese translation, it's the person who is being sent. It's being dispatched.
这个字是一个复合词。
This is a compound word.
它原来意思就是说在底下摇桨的人。
Its original meaning is the under roar.
若是弟兄姊妹看过那古罗马战争片的时候话。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever seen the movies about the Roman Empire? Oh, the battles.
那些罗马的战船呢，船舱底下有很多那个奴隶，抓来奴隶，他们在底下呢摇桨。
You know, the Roman battleships at the bottom of the ship, and there were many slaves being captured to simply row the paddles.
他们脚都是那个铁镣扣住。
And their feet were shackled.
所以这个字的仆人，表明说他们是在船舱底下摇桨的人。
So a third meaning of this word, servant, is for those who are rowing the ship at
the
bottom. That's to say that their service is hidden.
战场出去, 战胜回来的时候,
if the Romans won any battles, they had no glory whatsoever when all the soldiers came back.
回来荣耀都是归给那些在船 上面那些罗马的战士兵丁,
all the fame of the glory were given to all the soldiers in the Roman soldiers in the ship.
所以弟兄怎么当一个人呢？看见他不过是在服侍里面是一个摇桨的人。
So brothers and sisters, if we could see that we are simply those people who row at the bottom of the ship.
他常常都是暗中默默的在那服侍，不宣扬他自己。
And often we should serve, do not make ourselves known to others in secret.
我们主耶稣在地上服侍就是这样子。And
this is how our Lord Jesus served on earth.
罗马以赛亚当应验我们主说，看啊，我的仆人。Isaiah
says so, behold my servant.
是我所拣选，是我所亲爱的，是我心里所喜悦的。My
chosen, my elect, in whom I have my delight.
他不增进也不喧嚷。He
does not make a loud voice, nor
在街上的人也听不见他的声音。On
the street, nobody could hear his voice.
这是一个仆人服侍。This
is a servant service.
所以我们看见，当一个人正是在这个仆人里面的时候，他知道他服侍是在，就是常常都是在暗中默默的，他不是做什么，就是要让很多人知道的。So
brothers and sisters, if you understand this meaning of this word servant, then you should know all of our service should often be done in secret, quietly, not to proclaim ourselves. Maybe there are fruits of your service, and those are to be enjoyed by others, while as yourself, you should be quietly hidden in the bottom of the ship, so to speak.
这是一个圣经对我们,对仆人的一个看法。
And this is the kind of attitude the Bible teaches to us as
servants.
Another meaning to this word servant is an official ministry being appointed to you.
或是一个执行官。
Or an the person who executes God's word.
他执行什么呢?
What does he execute?
他那是执行主人的命令吩咐。
To execute God's commandments, God's bidding.
他是按着主人的旨意，按着主人的旨意在那边做事情。
And he does things according to God's will.
所以弟兄姊妹们，从这些圣经里面所描述这个仆人的时候，我们就看见我们在神面前那服事的光景态度应该是怎样。
So from all the different aspects of the biblical description of this servant, we now understand what are our true conditions before God. What's the right attitude?
我们感谢神，神拯救我们。
We really thank God that He has saved us to serve Him.
虽然在世人面前，这个仆人算不得什么。Although
before the men of the world, servants of God are nothing.
但是我们从内心深处知道，原来这都是神的恩典。But
from the very depths of our heart, we know all this originates from God's grace.
这是神赐给我们极大的一个恩典。This
is a tremendous grace God has given to us.
人若是看见原来这是恩典的话，你说怎么会？ 不愿意更多来服侍神呢?
Should we see that all this is from the grace of God? How could we not serve God?
我们怎么不愿意求神把这样的恩典多多赐给我们呢?
How could we not be willing to seek the Lord to give us more grace?
让我们在短暂人生的里面能够来服侍这永远的神。
So that during this transient life of ours, we come to serve Him.
我们感谢神，今天我们在地上服侍还不过是一个学习的过程。
We thank the Lord that during this period of our earthly life, this is just a learning process to serve Him. So every one of us is in the process of learning. None of us could say that we have reached the consummation. But God has indeed pointed the very way to serve Him.
我们必须在这些服事的态度里面往前。 走往前服侍的时候，我们才能慢慢进到完全里面。
We have to have this kind of right attitude as servants to serve Him, and eventually we will be led into perfection.
因为我们知道，不仅今生服侍，在永世里面，我们还永永远远的服侍我们的神。
Because we do know that not only do we serve Him in this present life, but in the eternity to come, we shall serve Him forever.
所以求神怜悯我们。
May God command His mercy among us.
还在说，这是在人世间没有一件事情比服侍神更神圣、更荣耀。
Let me reiterate it again that none of the things in this world could be more holy, more honorable than serving our God.
因为这是神对我们一个抬举。
Because this is simply an exaltation from God.
抬举到这样的地步，能够来服侍这位荣耀神。
He has lifted us up to such an extent that we could serve Him.
说求神恩待我们，让每一个人真是有这样服侍的心。
So may God be gracious to all of us that every one of us has this kind of heart spirit to serve Him.
让我们看见我们是一个祭司。Let's
see that we are priests.
我们能够亲近他，我们侍奉他。
The reason we could draw near to Him to serve Him.
我们来到他面前，能够瞻仰他的容颜。
The reason that we can come before Him to behold His face.
我们在地上也是要做一个仆人来服侍他，跟随他。
All from His grace. So in this world, we want to be His servants to follow Him to serve Him.
好，叫到那天的时候，他能够。 称赞我们说是个又良善又忠心的仆人。So
in that day, he could praise us, saying, "Good and faithful servant."
可以进来享受你主人的喜乐。Come
into your Lord's joy.
若是这样的话，我们一生在地上服事的年日就没有突然过去。Only
in such way, all our days of our life in this world will not be wasted in vain.
求神说恩待我们。May
the Lord be gracious to us all.
用这样多结束祷告。
Brother, would you please say a prayer to conclude the meeting?
Can we bow our heads for a word of prayer?
请我们低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you for the message that you've spoken to us through our brother.
我们感谢你记着我们的弟兄你向我们所说的话。
Lord, thank you for allowing us to see that every opportunity to serve is from you.
我们感谢你让我们看到当每一次我们有机会向你服侍的话都是你的恩典。
That all of our ability to serve is by your grace.
我们的所有的能力能在你面前摆上的都是你的恩典。
Lord, help us to see that every opportunity to serve, Lord, is a chance to serve a glorious and honorable King.
也让我们看到每一次记得你的恩典能服侍的话，我们都是向那位君尊的君王在服侍。
And like our brother has shared, Lord, that as long as our bodies are physically able to serve, Lord, may we all have that desire to serve you.
就像我们的弟兄刚刚所说的，如当我们在地上，我们还有我们的体力、我们的精力还有能力服侍的时候，我们都应该服侍你。
So Lord, we pray that all the words you've spoken to us today would stay in our hearts.
也唯愿你想我们所说的话都能在我们里面存留。
That we may be able to take what we've learned today and apply it in our daily services.
也唯愿记得你向我们所说的话能在我们的日常的侍奉当中能表现出来。
We thank you again for the message.
我们感谢你向我们所释放的信息。
And pray all this in your name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for his message spoken to our brother.
再次谢谢我们的主，记着弟兄想向我们所说的话。
And